So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a question regarding the distribution of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ibailhu, Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim iflik, oidim l'karf of gavri iflik. Was the land first divided into 12 equal portions for each shevet, and then each shevet divided the land per each person? And accordingly, all shvatim received portions of equal size? Or l'karf of gavri iflik? The land was first divided per each person, and accordingly, a shevet with a larger population received a larger portion, and a shevet with a smaller population received a smaller portion. The Gemara brings two proofs that Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim iflik. From the pasuk al pi ha'goyel techolik nachalasai bein rav lamat, as the Rashbam explains, the words bein rav lamat teach that each shevet received their portion through the goyel, a lottery, regardless of whether shahayel chelik meruba, each individual person would get a large portion because the population of this shevet was small, or shahayel chelik muat, each individual person would get a small portion because the population of the shevet was large. And only if we say l'shvatim iflik, the land was divided equally among the 12 shvatim, would it be possible for one person to get more land than another. For if we say l'karf of gavri iflik, if the land was first divided per person, each person got the same amount of land. The Gemara brings a second proof from the following braisa. Asida Eretz Yisrael shetischalik l'shloisha aser shvatim, shebetchila l'nischalka el l'shneim aser shvatim. In the time of Mashiach, the land of Eretz Yisrael will be divided into 13 equal portions. As the Gemara explains, the additional portion is for Mashiach. While when the Yidden first entered Eretz Yisrael, the land was divided into only 12 equal portions. Apparently, the Braisa holds l'shvatim iflik. The Braisa proceeds with the other details regarding the first Chalukah. Lo nischalka ela b'kesef. The difference in the land was compensated with money. As the Gemara explains, all agree regarding l'shofer v'sanya b'karka elua. The difference in quality was compensated with land. One who got Ziburis, inferior land, got more land, and one who got Idis, superior land, got less land. However, there is a machlekes regarding Lekreva v'Recheka, the difference in distance from Yerushalayim. Since land closer to Yerushalayim was more valuable, Rabbi Eliezer says, B'ksaf m'halua, the difference was compensated with money. Those that were closer to Yerushalayim monetarily compensated those that were farther away. However, both those closer to and those farther from Yerushalayim received the same amount of land. While Rabbi Shua says, Bekarka Elua, the difference in distance was compensated with land, and those farther got more land than those who were closer. The Braisa continues, V'lo nischalka ela b'goyrel. The land was divided according to the lottery, as the Pasuk states, Ach b'goyrel yicholik es ha'aretz. V'lo nischalka ela b'urmetumim. The land was also divided according to the urmetumim, as the following Pasuk states, Al pi ha'goyrel techolik nachalase. As the Gemara explains, the land was divided according to both the urmetumim and the goyrel as follows. Alazir malubish urm v'tumim, v'yeshua v'chal Yisrael emdim l'fanav. V'kalpi shal shvatim v'kalpi shal tchumin menochem l'fanav. Alazir the Kohen Gadol wore the urm v'tumim, and Yeshua and all the Yidden were assembled before him. And before Alazir there was one box that contained the names of all the shvatim, and the second box that contained the 12 portions and their boundaries. V'yimechavin beruach ha'kodesh v'omer zevulun oyla tchum akoy oyla imay. First, Allah used the Umbritumim to predict that they will draw Zavulun from the first box and his portion Tchum Akri from the second box. Then, Taref Bakalfi Shal Shvatim V'Ala B'Yadah Zavulun, Taref Bakalfi Shal Tchumin V'Ala B'Yadah Tchum Akri. The appointee then mixed the lots within each box and miraculously drew Zavulun and Tchum Akri from their respective boxes. And as the Rashbam explains, Ubakach Miskara Daitin Shal Yisrael, Sharayin Shagirul Hoya'ila Kamoshin Esnabit Tchila, the Yaden Shechaluki Yisharu. This was done to pacify the Shvatim who received smaller portions so that it would be obvious that the distribution was fair since the outcome of the girl was destined from above. The Braisa concludes, V'loike chalukah sh'oil mazeh chalukah sh'oil mabah. The first chalukah was different than the chalukah in times to come, and that o'il mazeh odem yesh leisod alavan, and leisod apardes, sod apardes, and leisod alavan. In the first chalukah, a person who received a field did not necessarily receive an orchard, and vice versa, a person who received an orchard did not necessarily receive a field. However, lo'ilam haba, ein lecha kol echad ve'echad, she'ein le'bahar, uve'shvela, uve'emek. In times to come, each person will receive all three types of fields. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechalek lehen ba'atzmai, Hashem will himself distribute the fields to each person. Zak the Mishnah, echad ha'ben ve'echad ha'bas benachla. Both sons and daughters are entitled to inheritance. However, elash ha'ben noitel pishnayim benichsei ha'av, ve'ina noitel pishnayim benichsei ha'im. A firstborn son is entitled to a double portion only in his father's estate, but not in his mother's estate. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah cannot be understood literally that sons and daughters inherit together in their father's estate, because Atznan ben Kodim Labas. A previous Mishnah already taught that a son comes before a daughter, and only if there are no sons does a daughter inherit her father's estate. Therefore, the Gemara offers four explanations to the Mishnah whose names are alluded to in the Siman Nafsham. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Echad ben ve'echad abas, noitlim baro kibemuchzik. Both a son and a daughter, when there are no sons, receive the assets that were already in their father's possession before he died, and even those that came to him only after he died. Rav Papa says, Echad ben ve'echad abas, noitlim chelik bebechayra. If the father was a Bechor, firstborn son, and was entitled to a double portion in his father's estate, but he died first, both his son and daughter, when there are no sons, receive their father's double portion in their grandfather's estate, as we learned earlier regarding the Bnei Salafchad. Rav Ashi says, Echad ben ben abonim v'echad bas ben abonis, im oma yiyorish kol nichsai, dorv kayamim. If a father with many sons stipulated that only one son inherit his entire estate, or if he had many daughters and he stipulated that only one daughter inherit his entire estate, his wish is fulfilled, as the Mishnah later cites the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka. The Gemara, however, rejects these three explanations because they do not correspond to the Mishnah's exclusions. Therefore, the Gemara concludes with the following explanation. Ma'ab Rav Ashi says, Echad ben ve'echad bas shavin b'nichsi ha'em u'b'nichsi ha'av. Both the son and the daughter, when there are no sons, inherit the estate of both their father and their mother. However, there are two distinctions between Nichsei Av and Nichsei Eim. Regarding a firstborn son, Neutel Pishnai ben Nichsei Av ve'ina Neutel Pishnai ben Nichsei Eim. He receives a double portion only in his father's estate, but not in his mother's estate. And v'habonis nizaynis ben Nichsei Av ve'ina nizaynis ben Nichsei Eim. Regarding a daughter's privilege for support, even when there are sons, they receive support only from their father's estate, but not from their mother's estate, and it belongs solely to the sons. As Rashbam explains, because nizaynis betznai ksuba. The daughter's privilege of support is not part of Hilchas Yerusha as an inheritance, but as a ksuba obligation, which obviously applies only to the father, not the mother.